This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I bring Mr. de Blasio back to my home for a nightcap. The conversation
literally just being polite.
I
you know, like,
yes,
because people hear that and they go, that's a little forward. It's like, actually, it's common courtesy
when you when the conversation is as stimulating as it was over the roast goose that we had dined on, there should be mutual agreement to say, let's continue this over a Schweppes back at yours.
A delicious, a refreshing sparkling tumbler,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Full shaken, of Schweppes.
Shaken Schweppes.
Full of Schweppes green tea ginger
mm-hmm.
ale.
Mm-hmm. And so,
one round ice cube, a fucked up straw, a split mm-hmm. straw, one of those shitty, like, compostable straws
mm-hmm.
that breaks in half.
It's already been in there a while.
Some, there's big, somebody's, big like, pieces shooting of it out of the side of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just keep this thing going. Keep this vibe going.
And so
go ahead.
We get back to mine. He takes in the foyer. Very nice. He sees the guest book laying out on the side table and says, I'd love to, with a little sort of cheeky smile.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up the guest book, pulls a Mont Blanc from his lapel, and begins to leaf through it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had just brought this guest book out recently from an earlier time in my life when I was a bachelor, when I would bring prospective partners back to my home and I would leave the guest book out in a prominent place. And I would have written in the guest book in different types of handwriting
mm-hmm.
messages from other women.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating a
that I had absolutely rocked their world.
Mm-hmm. I just
they blasted off rocket ship to Mars. They're still blasting off as I write this.
You of course would
my panties explode. And
this is nothing new. This is a mm-hmm. you know, an old bachelor saw that you so welcome them to the foyer. You have a tape techniques. Recorder playing of a vicious barking dog. You say, please wait in the foyer while I put my dog away.
Mm-hmm.
You walk out of the room, you know, make various sounds of wrestling the animal, but you give them no choice but to begin flipping through the pages of the guest book
mm-hmm.
as you are battling this magnificent beast, also mm-hmm. sounding somewhat virile and powerful, I may add. And, of course, as they see the messages and the different handwritings from some of the famous celebutants whom you mm-hmm. presumably bedded,
mm-hmm.
and all five stars, the reviews, you know, mm-hmm. not going over the top, but saying things that are believable, positive.
And some of them are dated the same night, but different times in that
mm-hmm.
night. And Mr. de Blasio is perusing the guest book. Another smile grows over his face. He closes it, puts it aside. Looks at me, puts out his hand and said, you and I, sir, have more in common than I knew.
What a story. And now you've got your Mr. de Blasio story.
Yeah.
We all have
we
one.
All have
if you're
one.
In this town for a certain amount of time.
Yes.
You end up acquiring your Mr. de Blasio story. And that's a damn good one. Mine's mm-hmm. mine's not quite as good, I don't mind saying. So
okay. Do we want to? Really cool. Do we all want to share? And it
does
is
everybody
want to
do this?
We do have handbook. Esther here. Do we all want to share our
we don't want to keep Esther
our stories about
for
Mr. de Blasio,
long.
Who It's been a special couple weeks for him. He's moving on. Do we all want to share our Mr. de Blasio stories? I don't want to.
Do
like
you
want to
do
like,
that first? Do you?
Whatever. Yeah.
Let's meet Esther where she's at, because we didn't tell her to have that story prepared. Yes. I've heard it, and it's fucking can't even breathe funny. It's pass out funny. Like, I don't know if I can hear it again. I obviously already am having trouble breathing. I have contracted the novel coronavirus.
Am I allowed to speak yet?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Or not, whatever you want to do. Because you've said in the past that this being on this podcast is a problem for you. You don't.
It's painful.
Like it. It's pain. Pain no, having experience for you.
Go ahead. Your testimony has been essentially the opposite of what we described in Hayes's guest book. That, you know, that the experience is always unpleasant, that you regret being involved. And we, of course, couldn't feel worse about this. Because our number one goal when we started doing the show was it should be about the guest. Me, I could talk to me any old time. But the guest, I get this one window in the week where I get to really dig in and get to know them. And I feel like we failed you.
The guest is the customer.
We let you down.
No. I said those things as in jest. I did know Mr. de Blasio. It was
you said those things, and I did ingest.
Oh.
I ingested everything you said.
What happened over there?
He's here.
Okay, this is the trick I've talked about.
Is he here?
It's a tape recorder.
No, I knew Mr. de Blasio before, like back in the day.
Okay.
And we were super, like, I thought there was a connection, and, like, I did that thing, you know. Look, in so many words, I did sign his guest book.
Okay.
But I...
Who didn't?
Yeah.
That's not, you know, we can say that.
Yeah.
I did the thing, like, I just left something at his place, you know, to kind of, like, ensure that he would call, and then he didn't.
Earmuffs, mittens, big tall boots.
Oh, I left my socks.
And your earmuffs, mittens, and some big tall boots.
Yeah, it was winter. But it's
so
just,
he just took all that stuff. He stole it.
He still has it. And I'm actually like one day I would ask if he does, but I'm a little shy. So
you've talked about that being an introvert, being so shy, and that actually where you get your power is being alone. And is being off the podcast. And that's where you feel most comfortable.
Yes, I'm more comfortable alone while not doing any podcast.
INTJ. You're INTJ. Wow, that was a very shy.
Well, shit.
Wait.
That's exactly
that.
How an INTJ would answer. Exactly how.
Let's find a way to help you succeed on the show.
I know you said, look, let's, this show's about translucency. Let's not lift the curtain, but let's poke some holes in it so people can peek through and say, hey, I asked you to do the show. You asked if we could do it in person. You said you would prefer that. You feel that you do a better job in person. I thought, I always want you to feel like you're doing your best. I want to raise your performance level to where you're happy with it. I've always been happy with it. I want you to feel as good as I have felt. I'm happy we're not in person. I have contracted the novel coronavirus. So, in deference to your preferred method while still respecting, of course, COVID-19. Let's meet you more in your wheelhouse. I feel like you've been doing our show. Why don't we do your show in a way and try to focus on your interests?
Okay.
So this episode will be our first annual, hopefully. Drinksisode. It's a special episode all about drinks. Unique drinks.
Inventing new famous drinks.
Having new ideas.
Sharing.
Mm-hmm. Drinks flavors.
Mm-hmm.
How we prepare other drinks we like.
Very special. It's pretty special.
Trying drinks.
Could be pretty special.
And we've never done this. A little bit we did this with the Sloppy Boys, but we've almost never done this.
A month and a half ago.
Month and a half, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But we've almost never done this.
I love this. This is, I will say, this is reminding me of the first time I met John Mulaney. I met him through
Olivia Munn. I was wondering
Olivia
when
Munn.
He'd come up.
Yeah.
I was wondering when she'd come
Olivia.
Up.
Olivia. Okay.
And Olivia
Usually
said...
Usually it's the other way around.
Olivia said, John, this is my friend Esther. And Olivia like started to explain, tried to explain like me. Mm-hmm. And she said she really likes things. And it made me feel embarrassed, but it is true that I'm a consumer of goods, and drinks is a big part of that. So I really feel seen.
Huge.
Thank you. And embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about drinks this episode. We're going to be sharing and being vulnerable, honest, telling stories, just so we are all doing that. Kevin, did you take a shower today?
Just a bath.
You took a bath. Okay. And so that's why your hair... looks a little funny today. You took a very fast bath.
Yeah, I got in at 5. As you guys know, we started at 5:30, so I had to really blast that water
Nothing
out.
Nothing like a quick bath. Get in, get out, it's over, right? That's, you know, little co-ed naked tennis bath. So I love that you did that, Kevin, and I don't know why people are hanging out in the bath all day long. To me, that's disgusting. Bath, great, as long as you're efficient. So thank you for being clean. Thank you for not wasting water with the shower. I assume you took a very shallow bath. Is this right?
Very shallow, just over the knees.
That sounds so cold.
It was really hot.
Oh, I take baths every day, and I'm always have to cover everything with the water because it's really cold if not.
Yeah. Well,
and again, we just want to like raise the we want to get to the drink stuff. So we're really like hitting our performance goals
because we want you to feel good about this episode. Yeah. You especially, I mean, you got stuff to plug. I mean, you're here talking about you did a TV show. Stop me when I tell a lie. The show's on Hulu. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I really don't know if I'm being made fun of or
It's got Kat Dennings. Don't let me say anything I'm going to regret. It's season 2.
Yeah, Dollface season
2.
Dollface. Yeah, Dollface is the name of it. It's on Hulu. This season.
What does that mean, Dollface?
It's something
it's
that
not an actual doll.
No. Her ex-boyfriend called her that once. I play the fourth friend in a group of four friends.
The sweet spot. Bat and cleanup.
The fourth one, because you know you're like the least important one.
Come in to hit those dingers.
You know I've noticed.
Set up. Kaboom.
The
fucking
clear.
Demo specialist coming in. Bah!
I have a hot boyfriend on the show.
What's his name?
The character is named Liam, and he's a hot guy, and he plays my boyfriend. And I was really excited that I had a hot boyfriend until we got to the part where it's all about how everyone in the show is like, why is he dating her?
Wow.
Maybe the drinks will be, you know, more what we should talk about. Although I do want to stop down to say, is it difficult pretending to have a hot boyfriend when in real life you have a stunning fiance?
A smoldering fiance.
Yes.
It
so
is
to be
difficult.
Take that step back to just boyfriend.
It is difficult. Yeah. For me. Mm-hmm. I had never kissed a
hot. Please go ahead.
I had never kissed a hot guy before.
Okay, so I guess I'd like to take a little step back. You know, of course, you're saying how uncomfortable it is, how no one could believe, you know, that this particular actor would be with you. Just, you know, people short memories in this town. I did play your boyfriend on a TV show. I did.
Wow.
We did kiss.
Oh
no
God,
one, I'm no not- one on the show was saying how, why would he be with her? That wasn't part of the dialogue. None of the, and nothing. But go ahead. You had never kissed a hot guy before. So what was that experience?
I really think we should go to the drinks. And I said that we should get right to the drinks.
So what was that experience on the show?
Once she's comfortable, but it felt then like we could do some of the promo stuff.
It felt like there was a story and there in terms of
this is why.
Just,
we can continue. I just want to say that this is
please.
Why.
Yes. Hindsight, of course. But you had said you never kissed a hot guy before. And then what was the rest of that? Was, that what
at
happened?
At the time, it was foresight.
I did forget that you played a boyfriend.
Not asking about that. Not asking about that. Asking about you had maybe some banter already prepared or something, but you have maybe there's a punchline coming. You said I'd never kissed a hot guy before.
No,
and
no,
what
no,
was
no,
the
no,
rest
no.
of that?
No, no, no. To be clear, there's no punchline coming. So should I go?
Were you, this was would, that going to be would, the end? This that was going to be the end of your whole story at that point, originally. I had never kissed a hot guy before.
I just was.
Now it really does feel like it was just meant to be mean.
What was your favorite drink today?
Probably water. For me,
he has COVID, so he can't really taste.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So this is going to be less about like what drinks we had today, because like this time in Sean's life, he does have COVID.
My drink variety has been narrowed greatly just ever since I contracted the novel coronavirus.
And so we're going to be like sharing drink ideas, getting Sean excited when he can have kind of a normal drinks lifestyle again, getting you up to that performance level that we like where we know like you want to be, really hitting the notes with different drinks. So drinks ideas. Go. Special drinks ideas.
Me?
Having an idea for a drink and we and the idea.
For you, the idea now.
Okay, I would like a lychee, a lightly sweetened lychee with a little bit of green tea, sparkling drink in a can.
Zendaya is lychee.
I thought she was Michi.
No.
She may have been at some point.
They don't have that? You really don't think they have lychee? What was it flavored with?
Green tea.
Green tea, they have that.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually usually don't have good ideas.
They already have that kind of steez. That's already a steez.
That's a steez. My understanding from you, actually, is that you do have a huge drink company idea, and that you were in touch with, and I quote, Kanye's flavor guy.
Okay,
am I misquoting
is...
you?
See, this is how our shows should always go. This is like a real show.
Oh no.
This feels What's like happened? A real show.
This is, are you serious?
Just Esther tells me I'm ugly. And then I talk about Kanye's flavor guy.
Is your computer broken? That was like the best thing when he was like, so I hear you have a little story and like, that's good. It's not broken.
That's like a real fucking show. Yeah.
You were saying what's happening like it was broken.
Oh, yeah. It was for a second. It's fine now. So I'm bad at the tech stuff. That's why I wanted the thing in person. So I apologize to any listener who's annoyed with any tech issue like that. I I understand. Yes. Okay. So you did actually misquote me.
Wait, what is happening with the tech?
No, the tech is fine now.
Rather
right?
than just apologizing, can we just resolve it?
Don't.
There's no issue.
Have us talk to the listener. This is for your protection.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's something you need to say directly to the listener, just talk to us. I feel like that'll
They will respond in like other formats. So.
Okay.
It's not so, great if you, yeah.
Got it. Copy that. I was in talks with Kanye's coffee guy. I was not in talks with Kanye's flavor guy. That's someone else who I know, but I don't talk to. But yes, I have been, I view myself a little bit as an entrepreneur in my free time. It's a hobby. I'm a hobby entrepreneur. And coffee is a space that I would like to get into. And I would only work with the best, and that would be, and we call him Ye. It's not Kanye anymore, but Ye's guy.
At the time I heard the story, it was still Kanye.
Totally fair.
I got a suggestion. We got all this hazelnuts coffee, macadamia nuts coffee. Can we get back to basics? Just peanuts coffee.
Thank you.
This.
Do this. Make a cup of regular coffee, put a handful of acorns in it, and let's call this thing a day.
Just normal nuts that you like see around.
Just normal acorns and a scoop of peanut butter. That, to me, that's coffee.
That is where we're headed.
Is that what your idea was?
So that's the trend of coffee right now that we're moving in towards. That is something that I'm filtering it. I'm thinking about it. I'm more focused on like classic flavors. But acorn is definitely something that we've talked about.
Well, I mean, some of these classic flavors too. It's like we've got, you know, vanilla cream, and then we've got Irish cream.
I know. It's so weird.
Do we need creams? Drop the cream. Just Irish. It's cleaner.
What is Irish cream? Is
you
it
know
I
what?
Always assume because it's Irish, I assume it's alcoholic, but it's not, right?
Well, the flavor itself isn't.
It's corned. It's like how corned beef is Irish. This is corned cream.
Mm-hmm.
Corned cream.
It's been corned.
Oh. Okay. Totally.
They spent all day corning it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of other drinks ideas.
What?
Chocolate Gatorade.
Oh my God. Would it be thick and creamy or thin?
No. Gatorade texture. Exactly the same texture as Gatorade.
What color?
Brown.
I could see that working. Like a limited edition. Like
they never do all the chocolate drinks. They decided had to be very thick and you can't see through it. How about a chocolate drink that you can kind of see through and it's not thick at all, but it's just as strongly flavored as Gatorade.
And I don't think it's chocolate. What about a sneaky chocolate drink? You know what I mean? Like, shouldn't part of the experience of taking a sip of a drink be like wondering if you're about to get really surprised?
Mm.
That's why I think like one soda and every 12 pack of soda, one of the cans should be so hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting shishito peppers or something.
Very spicy. Know?
And it's like, who's going to get the hot one? But this one soda would be so hot. Spicy, but also like a very high temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you guys.
That's
one of my other
ideas, my real ideas, Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
You interrupted Hayes. He didn't interrupt
would
you.
Be huge. I also have way more ideas. So before we get to your question, I said I had a lot of soda ideas. And so
I'm going sort of to, like I should log off.
No, don't log off. It's for appearances, we need you to be the guest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's going to say that you're the guest.
Okay. I never meant to interrupt. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Oh my God. I hope that apology was to us, not the listeners.
It was,
as
to
I said,
you.
We'll handle that. Yeah. Okay. No, it's fine. I just, you, it looked as if you thought for a second that perhaps Hayes had interrupted you. Mm-hmm. And I was just making it clear to everyone. Sometimes there's a lag on Zoom and stuff. You interrupted Hayes. Hayes didn't interrupt you.
Ask your question.
I was just going to ask. So if we had like a 12 pack of that soda, mm-hmm. and one of them is really spicy and the other ones all taste like, you know, Coca-Cola, whatever you like, and you're on a date, let's say you guys are single and you're on a date and maybe the date's like at a house and you drink one and it is the spicy one. Do you feel like you could handle that? Because I think that could be kind of emasculating if you drank the spicy one on a date and then you like acted like a baby about it.
I wouldn't bring a date to a house, number one. Yeah,
but you do bring your toothbrush just in case.
So you interrupted Kevin. Kevin did not interrupt you.
What?
Thank you.
I didn't speak.
So the toothbrush thing's funny.
We can drop it.
No.
Kevin goes over to the house, he lets his toothbrush fall through a hole in his pocket out the cuff of his jeans.
Ah, son of a gun, he says.
Oops.
Oops.
Should I leave this here?
Didn't mean for you to see my quip.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
I think I can get us going again. So, you know, we've got this great drink, classic drink, the Arnie Palmer. It's half lemonade, half iced tea. Shouldn't we have more of these half and half drinks and named after more people? What's the little SD? What drink? What combination of two drinks?
Please
or
say
three
two drinks,
if you need one.
Please
what combination would be
drinks.
The little Esther?
Please say two or three drinks.
Okay.
Please. I'm setting you up to succeed in a big way.
Okay, I would love to do a half cold brew and a half oat milk. So it's like, what's that coffee drink where it's half milk,
milk,
half
latte?
No.
Or where it's half and half?
Yeah, where they sell it.
You're just adding oat milk to coffee?
That's your one.
That's your
special
one
drink
that's going to have your name?
People are going to love that.
That's
what I'll say is we know the combo works. Because they did it already.
Did you?
These are real. So can we talk about real drink ideas, please?
Can we please have one real drink idea out of you?
Soda soup. Carbonated soup.
Oh.
You can do it for any soup. Any soup can become soda soup.
Okay. I would probably do like a lima bean soup with some carbonation.
Not some, a lot.
Yeah. So, well, however much serving size is up to whoever is the drinker. But yeah, I think lima bean soup carbonated would be.
It's like, not. Again, I can't stress this enough. It is not up to the drinker. You have to have a lot of it.
Okay. So like I would do like a big bowl, like what I usually do.
It's in
not a bowl. Not a bowl. It's a big pot. It's got to be huge.
Wait a second. Is there like something going on here where everything I say is wrong? Is that like the game we're playing?
I mean, if it's a game, little Esther, you're the only one playing it. We are merely trying to host a show that plays exclusively to your strengths.
You think we want to talk about drinks the whole time?
We already did it like a month ago.
You think I want to share all my best drink ideas? Cheesy tea.
You guys can do whatever you want. I'm
cheesy tea is like a mac and cheese powder packet, but
hey, you know how they add
boiling water? You just dip it like tea.
You know how they add honey to some drinks?
Mm-hmm.
Caramel sauce.
That's a thing. Caramel latte?
Not coffee. I'm not talking about coffee.
Okay, well,
you're talking about other
syrup.
Drinks.
Anywhere.
Let's talk about a different drink.
Christmas Corona.
Okay. Right?
Mold spiced Corona.
Pine needles at the bottom of your Corona.
They already have that tree with the Christmas trees on, with the lights on it for Christmas.
Right?
You forgot to change the drink. You forgot to make the drink Christmas Corona.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like maybe you would want to do holiday Corona instead to just like include everybody.
It has mold spices in it. That's for Christmas. They can do different ones for other ones, but sorry, this has to be, this really has to be Christmas Corona. Also, it starts, they both start with C. So for the other stuff, it would have to be like Hanukkah, hard Heineken? Root beer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's two.
Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. Hanukkah.
Heineken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Could
Did
be.
You text somebody?
Yeah.
Did you text on me?
I texted someone. Sorry. Who'd
you text on me?
Hold on one sec. You guys come here. Dave, I need to have a private conversation with you. Can you come here? Yeah. Okay, so I think I just muted it, but this is going really bad, and I don't think they like me, and I don't know what to do.
I'm sure they don't like you.
Yeah, I don't think.
I mean, it's never gone well in the past.
Okay, what do I do?
You just have to, like, I don't know.
Should I be mean back, or do I?
Don't do that. You're just, it's at this point.
They can't hear.
Just, like, run out the clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I be friendly?
Yeah, there's no, you're not going to gain anything by being mean to them.
Okay.
Just take the high road and just, like.
Okay. Hey, guys, sorry.
Hi.
Hey. Who did you text?
Oh, I had to text Dave back. He was having some back pain, and I just had to give him some...
Ouch.
Yeah. He's older, so...
Mm-hmm.
What's like a Thanksgiving drink, I guess?
Me?
Always.
I guess I would do cranberry, like the can cranberry.
Okay, we were working with like the letters. Like Christmas like Corona.
Christmas Corona.
And Hanukkah. Like Hanukkah, Heineken, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which is fine. It's like so fine. Like so Thanksgiving.
It's totally
so
fine.
It's so fine.
Thanksgiving.
So it's a Thanksgiving.
Tequila.
Thunderstorm?
Thing. Thunder. Thanksgiving
Thunderstorm
Thunderbird.
Is not. Yeah, Thanksgiving Thunderbird, yes. Thunderstorm, unfortunately, is not a drink.
No, but you. You know, to be fair, you could drink it.
Mm-hmm.
A Thunderbird.
It's not safe.
Is a car.
Go ahead.
A Thunderbird is a car.
But it's not
Here's
only
another
a
drink.
Car, is it?
Here's another drink idea. You know Jarritos?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Doritos.
Right?
I could drink that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This
Imagine.
Is the best that's gone so far.
Right? We're vibing.
We're all
a little
finally
bit
on
now.
The same
we're all
page
thinking about,
in the drinks of soda.
We're all thinking
just
about it's not Jarritos,
in.
It's Doritos.
Okay, it's Doritos instead of Jarritos. Or in addition to.
And you can taste it, sort of, can't you?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Tastes good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a name one. It's like based off of Rumpelstiltskin.
Hmm.
I think that the rumple part should be Rumpelmans.
Okay.
The skin part, I probably change to spin and make it like a spin drift.
Wow.
It's just the stilt in the middle that I'm really having trouble with. Do I just go silt? Rumple silt spin?
Why did you start with Rumpelstiltskin? That's
well,
the one connection I'm unable to make. Why is that the thing that you're using to... sort of
absolutely,
invent off of.
Absolutely a fair question. My process was wanting a very famous name. Mm-hmm. And of course, the entire story, the entire legendary tale of Rumpelstiltskin revolves around this name, this unguessable name, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A name that holds such great power.
Mm-hmm.
that it, you know, could undo evil deeds to be spoken aloud.
And so imagine drinking that name, basically.
Yes, yes. Or a name similar, Rumpelstiltskin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was working on that, but I'm also happy to not do that at all.
Are you? Oh, well, I think if you're going to start that, I think if you're going to start the drink, if you want to do that, you shouldn't do it if you're like on the fence about it. You should really want to do it or not do it.
Okay. Thanks, Esther.
You're welcome.
Maybe just like mustard drink.
Hmm.
Okay.
Drink it with a pretzel.
I'm just noticing, Esther, like this is by far
the worst it's ever gone.
By far the worst.
So much worse than the other ones. When I thought, I mean, I was excited because I thought, damn, we're bringing in Esther. We've been throwing her all these curveballs and we're just going to give a nice slow one right over the plate for her. And what I've noticed is you're still waiting for your pitch.
What does that mean, waiting for my pitch?
I wonder if I can get at it a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I'm not like a sports person.
No, but and that's what on me.
Yeah, I'm afraid to speak because
you're like
every
a dance person. So I feel like you've been coming in and we've been playing all these different funky tempos in the past. And then I said, oh, well, we're just going to give her like a real simple two-step.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still kind of hugging the wall, you know, and saying,
so,
that's
okay.
Not my song.
So just to clarify what's happening, real.
Please, please.
You're telling me on your podcast right now that I'm doing a bad job. And
whoa.
And
you have said in the past that you felt like you did a bad job. We are just saying that this is worse than those.
Okay. And then also, at least twice in a row, I tried to speak and you told me I was interrupting. And I'm like, you guys, I came up in comedy in the comedy store.
Hell yeah.
Where like everybody was like, you just didn't want to be the annoying girl, right? Like that's kind of like how you survive, is you just kind of smile and like not be annoying. And so that's what I like, my default when you guys tell me I'm interrupting. And then you tell me I'm doing the worst job ever. Like, I'm going to be quiet. I don't know. I think this episode will go so much better if I stay quiet.
Esther,
and I just enjoy it.
Esther, hang on. Hang on. Whoa. Now it's my turn to apologize to the listeners. I made Esther feel like she couldn't speak up. And what's happening for me, and I think the reason we told you that this was going so bad, is that I see you do your stand-up. I watch the clips of you on your other podcasts. I see you be so funny. I run into you. We talk. You're funny. Hell, I feel funny when we talk. I'm getting laughs from you. And then the bright lights of the podcast come on.
Mm-hmm.
And something changes.
Mm-hmm.
Something's blocking us.
Mm-hmm. Can I figured out what it is. It's a language barrier.
Yep.
You speak store, we speak factory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And at the factory, if I'm not giving you the business, then you know we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I'm not razzing you, if I'm not, like, and if I'm not trying to make it hurt, you know, at the factory, then that means that we got issues.
The way I came up at the cellar, the worst thing you could hear from me is, hey, good job.
Great set.
great set. Because like, that means I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
That means I don't care what happens to you. Mm-hmm. Go out, you're on your fucking own.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come in and I start digging, needling, saying, hey, I think there's more in there. You know what it means? It means I give a shit. It means I care. Shit. God damn it. I'll fucking say it. It means I love you. You know? And that's not easy. God, I'm so vulnerable right now.
Yeah, so like, I appreciate
the drinks episode, forget it. You didn't have a single drink idea. Hey, a lot of mine didn't work either. The plug stuff, you called me ugly. Big whoop, I've been called worse. What I'll say is, let's find something for the last 10 minutes of the episode that we can all agree on. And if that's tie-dye clothing, this shirt was made for me at a little factory owned by one Miss Esther. That's right. She makes tie-dye clothes. I wore it just for you. And I thought everyone will see how good I look and they'll want one too. That was, of course, before I knew how ugly I was.
Can I?
But the point stands, it's a well-made item of clothing.
Can I be vulnerable for a moment?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'll keep it in, but go ahead.
Then never mind.
Please.
I just respect you both so much. I think you're both great. And every time I see you out in the world, I feel, wow, I'm so grateful to know them. And then every time I sit here and I do your podcast, I feel so untalented is what I feel. I feel worthless. I feel not funny, for sure not funny. And that's okay, because comedy is subjective. So
it's these screens.
It's these fucking, you know? Screens.
Definitely.
Huh?
It's these screens. And yours is maybe dirty or something.
Keeping us apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you contract the novel coronavirus,
gives you a little perspective, huh?
It puts certain things into focus.
Mm-hmm.
What's really important?
What's actually important in this life, huh?
What matters?
Mm-hmm.
Is it my friendship with Esther? Is it my friendship with Hayes? Is it my work relationship to Kevin? I think all those things, with the exception of the work relationship to Kevin, are more important than some podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear from you that something, you know, I created with my friend, this show made you feel untalented when you are unquestionably more successful than me.
That makes me feel fucking cool.
Yeah, that is like, okay, something's working, right?
Yes.
Like, I gotta have some way to kind of take the power back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's all smoke and mirrors, it's like, well, shit, all right, little pat on the back from me.
My only issue is going to be, how do I make it last until the next one? Because it's going to be a while until I get another one of those.
Yeah. That's right. I got to kind of coast off it.
Mm-hmm. Can I share something troubling I've been noticed about the show Dollface?
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure whether to bring this up. But some of the advertising around town promoting the show, of course, the title is prominently featured, Dollface.
Mm-hmm.
And gangs of mass bandits have been just marauding through town with cans of spray paint. And they do their job very quick. They get in, they get out. And they spray, they cross out the word doll, and they write the word two instead. Who do you think, who do you think's in charge of this organization? Like, who,
what gang is it?
Who would want to
it's
get
obvious?
Who?
It's DC Comics.
You
say so,
DC Comics, aren't they doing the Two-Face spinoff from Batman?
Oh my god.
So you know about this, and the show Dollface is just to kind of be like a launching pad for a guerrilla marketing campaign for the Two-Face movie.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, no, yeah, of course.
Okay.
The show that I'm on is not a show. It's not a show.
It's like a commercial for Two-Face.
And the hot guy that you're dating, is that's like Two-Face. That's like Two-Face before he, like, is that the idea?
No.
He's like dating you and
Totally fair question. The hot guy story that I reference is all fake. So that show, Dollface, is not coming out. It's not real. We got canceled after season one.
Sort of wondering. Yeah.
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 Okay, this is making sense a little bit.
Okay.
The hot guy story's fake. Mm-hmm. That's good, yeah, because Dollface, that's really only one face. So you would only need one season to tell that story. Two-Face, I think, could go at least two.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly four if he turns around.
And so the whole idea...
Two-Face on the back of his head.
That they like had this hot guy and were like, oh, why would he be dating her? And like, you had never kissed a hot guy before. Like,
that
was
whole
all
concept, that's
totally
a fabrication.
Fake.
Oh, absolutely. My gosh. I feel like I'm back at the fucking cellar getting the business from one of my buddies. Gosh, you had me going with that fake story that was only meant to hurt my feelings. Now this is the kind of affection I can get behind. Hey, thanks for taking me back there, Esther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
You were just in Salt Lake City. How'd it go?
Good. I got married.
Good. To a...
Mormon man.
Yes. And you are wife number...
7.
Yes. Lucky
number 11.
Yeah, so that was a lovely experience.
And do you get along with the crew, the other wives, anybody we know?
I love them. Have you been to Salt Lake recently, then you might know them. They're lovely.
What's all their names?
No.
They're actually all named Esther.
Wow.
Okay.
He's got a type.
Yeah.
That old so and so. And he is very old.
Mm-hmm. He's our grandfather.
He's your grandfather. Then why are you all? That would be so confusing if you were all named Esther.
It's super confusing. I told
you. Okay,
it is super
confusing.
Good.
Okay, all right, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothered me, is you were acting like it might not be confusing.
Yeah.
But I'm good with it now. Congrats, of course.
What they have up there, speaking of drinks, here's what I'm really excited for you. You know those freestyle soda machines? Where you get to like mix and match different like soda flavor. They obviously don't have that over there because it's illegal to have soda.
Right.
But they have it for different kinds of flavored milks. And so you go to McDonald's and you like, what kind of mixed milk would I like to have today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mango peachy milk for me today. And they also have, obviously, milk flavored with all the different types of like sodas as well. So there's like Fanta, strawberry milk, Sprite remix milk.
Strawberry milk. Breast milk.
There is actually not strawberry breast milk.
There's not that?
No, there is no, there's not.
You have to bring that.
You can, yes, you can bring,
you
can put
milk
in. You
can mix that with the stuff they have, but you have to bring that. I usually bring that, and then I'll put in some of the soda milks.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Have you noticed something, Esther? Just in these last 2 or 3 minutes? It's going really well.
Mm-hmm. And we're kind of doing a drinks episode, aren't we?
Yes. And it was a lot of hard work. It wasn't easy. And
the concept,
and I hated actually what we had to put you through.
I think it did end up turning out some pretty exciting results.
Pretty huge. Remember when you pitched strawberry breast milk? That was your idea. Remember, you brought that up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm so smart.
What's your name in Dollface, the fake show?
Izzy.
Phillips?
Izzy Grossman Levine.
And if someone asks what you're doing, just tell them you're Izzy tonight.
Hayes, that's right. Hizzy Grossman. Izzy Grossman, yeah.
Hizzy Grossman.
That's my character, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right? It's weird not being like a 10 female Levine. In LA. Yeah.
Named after
play characters, yeah.
Sam Levine. She related to Sam Levine.
I don't know who that is.
You know Double M?
Mm-mm.
Never did the Kevin Pollak chat show?
Mm-mm.
Okay, me neither. Me neither. Before my time, honestly. You seem pissed. What can I do?
I'm good. Is there anything I can do for you guys? You invited me here.
Oh, we're always so happy to have you.
Just a quick, just like, let Kevin tell you just two of the drinks that he's been thinking about over the course of the episode, and then I think we should be good.
Yeah.
We all know the Alabama, fuck. Nah, never mind.
It's okay. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discussed the Dallas Cowboys' recent loss, the boys write a response for Pete Davidson to Ye's diss track, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Esther, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.